Now, if I had more time in this homily, we have our brothers and sisters in different churches, and I'll talk a little bit as a talk and some prayer, but I would have a test for everybody here to read in front of everybody else the names Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Nice work, Colin. You did awesome. And by the way, I can read again, which is pretty cool, in words like that. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Boom. Nail that one. I wish I could have done it with every one of you and read that. And King Nebuchadnezzar. Try that one as well. Big words in Babylon, it's actually the area. And what happened in Daniel's book here, it's kind of this interesting thing. King Nebuchadnezzar was telling everybody in the area to pray to himself. He made a statue of himself. And everybody was supposed to say, "Now get on your knees and pray to me." And these three men, they're friends of Daniel. We didn't hear Daniel there, but that's his friends, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And what they said, we're not doing that. We love God. And so they were going to kill them. And so they said, "There is no need for us to defend ourselves because you in this matter. If our God, whom we serve, can save us from the white hot furnace and from your hands, O king, may he save us. But even if he will not, know, O king, that we will not serve your God or worship the golden statue that you set up." So the king put them in a furnace, a hot furnace, and they shut it open, started the fire, and they were in it. They were going to die. They were going to be burning to death. And what they said through kind of the story at the very end part, this is what the king's buddy, his little servant that was doing this furnace, he said, "Did we not cast three men bound into the fire?" "Assuredly, O king," they answered. But he replied, "I see four men unfettered and unhurt. There's an angel with them in this fire." Also, you've heard of Daniel before, when Daniel in the den of lions. The same kind of thing that happened to him. These are his buddies. They were calling to worship another god. And an angel was with them to save them. I've shared a few different times through our daily masses that when we do the responsorial psalms at mass, it's usually always the psalm. But sometimes we'll hear a different Bible. And tonight, again, it's Daniel. So he wrote this. This is prophecy. And his buddies went through, got saved through this is hot white fire in this furnace. And this is the prayer that they gave back. That's what we prayed with the responsorial psalm in Daniel. And I just leave you with the one line. It's very quick. "Glory and praise forever." A five-word prayer for you all. Glory and praise forever. What is the gods in your house right now? What is a god in your heart that's not God? If it's sports or education or TV or your phone, what is God that is not God? Little g to a big G. Use that prayer during this time of Lent and ask God and continue with Him. Glory and praise forever.